When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. But you know what? Love is a wonderful thing. I gotta say. The love I receive from Lisa and the things that I do for her to make her feel special and good, these are wonderful things. But you can't eat it. Can't translate these kinds of things into calories. Anyway, not that I'm being weird about that. I am pondering the whole idea, because I've been looking at videos lately that are talking about the upcoming population collapse. Larger, widespread, global, if you have always depended upon growth and amazing things to keep your world working. I think that's borderline kind of silly. It's probably not going to be happening for much longer. Is there going to be a collapse? I think there might be. And so many people, it's called antinatalism. It's refusing to have children. It is counter to our Heavenly Father's plan. It is askew from the agenda of God, however you want to look at it. And as a result, it will not provide the positive result that people see. It's mostly a sense of you call it entitlement. It is at its very heart a sense of selfishness. I remember it was being talked about, and Lisa started singing songs from Saturday's Warrior, which actually has this as a key central feature. You know, large family doing things, kind of a singing group together, and the oldest son getting a hard time from his friends who just don't get it, and they try to tie it to, now you have to understand, back in the early 70s, when Saturday's Warrior came out and happened, it was all about overpopulation, that there were going to be scarce resources for all of our people. And that has not happened. That's not true. I'm not speaking to the inability to distribute either people or food to other places. Can I tell you what the easiest thing is? Is to distribute people to where the food is, as opposed to trying to take the food to where the people are. Probably a little too wonderful. Of course, most of the migration today isn't due to a lack of food. It's mostly due to economic systems or bad leadership and inability to curtail evil and to encourage good. almost always we see situations where evil is encouraged and goodness is, punished isn't the right word. Good is great. You know, a person who's trying to work hard to feed his family and stuff like that, that is the prime target of all taxation, is curtailing hard work. Socialism is the pillaging of hard work for the benefit of the lazy and indolent. And what we have now is ingratitude. The term for a person who is ungrateful is an ingrate. And we have entire nations full of ingrates. So anyway, we're finding what we really have is as leftist thinking has been pervasive in Western countries. Western countries have been overrun, not by leftists, of which there are actually not very many, by leftist ideologies. And the fact that we have to appease these people. And they think they're doing a wonderful thing by trying to get everybody to come in and be at one with them. Come join us. It'll be wonderful. You'll love it. And anyway, in thinking about this whole population collapse, and everybody thinks that it's going to be a great blight over all the land, and I'm saying, you know, I think this is somewhat prophesied. I think our religious texts speak of these things. Now, my religious texts do. I don't know if yours do. If they don't, you should probably question the veracity of those people and their ability to see what's coming. Because this is not new. This is not the first time we've had population collapse. They've usually been more regional or continental than worldwide. But that doesn't mean that all is lost. It doesn't mean anything. There's far bigger, larger problems happening with famine. And that God will bless with prosperity those who are obedient, and he will not bless those who are disobedient. He will leave them to die, or he will cause somebody else to destroy them. Evil on evil kind of warfare. As far as these things have happened, other people, other places, other things have overcome them. Now we definitely have God coming to destroy the wicked. And you can interpret that however you want to. Exactly how is he going to destroy them? It's just as likely and often that destruction comes through what I would consider natural consequences. Are you going to pass me or not? Not my job to slow down to suit you. This person's been in the left lane of a two-way road and not really doing his job of passing people. I don't get that. So he's not coming over. Oh, there, finally. Not in a rush at all. he acts like he's on a two-lane divided interstate highway, and there's no oncoming traffic. Of course, right now there isn't, but there's that. Sorry. Anyway. Driving through the Quay Valley. You're still kind of on the green left side. It's been an incredibly good year for rain. We've gotten quite a bit of it. I think we're due to get some more. Anyway, so. I think the population decline is part of the larger cleansing of this world. Like I said, you know, leftists are a social virus. Taking anything good and turning it into a little virus factory to churn out more virus. And it is a really apt description. I didn't come up with it at all to what they are. Not just a contagion, but viral, in that it gets inside something good and it turns it into a thing to generate more viruses, to spread to other places until the whole system falls apart, until you die. And I think that's what's happening to the West, is a leftist virus. And, you know, people say a lot of bad things about Donald Trump, but there's one thing that he's doing that's really wonderful, and that is he's trying to get rid of the virus. He is working to make sure that certain aspects, at least, of viral invasion is swept away. Anything that touches government right now, they've had to get rid of, or at least change the name of a lot of what they're doing. And a lot of these things are just dying on the vine. And it's a wonderful thing to see. It's a wonderful, because it means healthy things can continue to grow and propagate. Do what they're here to do. And so, yeah, when you say, oh, we've got to do something about population decline, and you go, I think it's actually a result, a byproduct of larger evil taking hold. Now, this is the manifestation of people being so selfish that they refuse to put themselves in a situation where they can have children. Of course, it's not a precursor to it, but it's associated with it. A lack of desire to get married. I know there's many people who would like to get married. You watch these videos of all these single mothers, and you say, oh, horrible things about those men, right? They didn't stick around, something like that. But if you listen a little longer to these women, I don't blame the guys for leaving. Now, that doesn't free them of their obligations to take care of their children. But let me tell you, when you hate their mother, it's difficult to be a good father to any of them. I don't know what to... I don't think there are societal solutions to these. I don't think there is a... I don't think there is a law that can be written. I don't think there is a shuffling of funds somehow, reducing taxes here, lifting taxes there. I don't know that any of this stuff can really stop it. I seem to recall some, me having listened to somebody who was talking about the fact that the Roman Empire added extra taxes to the childless. People who weren't having children, they had to pay more in taxes. And you go, well, that might do something. And you go, I can already see how it would be twisted and perverted and used in terrible ways. And of course, did the Roman Empire still fall? It did. They ended up being overrun by other groups that were, frankly, just better. Right now, I think America's retrying the Roman, I don't want to call it an experiment, rerunning the Roman way and saying, we're going to get this right. We're going to have just the right amount of decadence. And no more than that. It's like, never heard of any such thing like that. Anyway. So yeah, you know, I think you can try policies, you can do whatever you want to, you can try to say that people need to do this and that. And it's not going to work. Individual people marry other individual people that both think along these lines. They have children. I was very fortunate. I'm married to Lisa Jane Tomplay, who wanted to have children and wanted to be a wife and a mother. And she likes me. I think I'm kind of a, I've got bum aspects that I haven't really been working on particularly. I guess I'm doing my job, but I don't find myself very animated by anything. And the sad part is, the less that I'm needing to really put forth great effort in work, the less I'm working in a whole slew of different places. Anyway, did I already pass my turn off? No, I don't think so. Okay. Happens all the time. Anyway, so that was all I have for that one. I think if you're just going to try to treat the symptom of larger problems, you're not going to see a change, or the better result that you hope for. It all has to do with being obedient to God on a very deep, abiding level. And good things come. And as we're seeing, good things don't come if you don't do it that way. It just falls apart. So that's all I got for you. Talk to you later. Bye.